few prongs of the work that they do. And actually, somebody asked, I think it was Luke, actually, if they had corporate sponsors on their website. And most of them do, actually, on their website. They have a ton of corporate sponsors. And most of them, a lot of them, are medical facilities that donate equipment. Nice. Like the one that you work with, right?
No, they don't donate.
They don't donate it, okay. Never mind. But I thought maybe they were one. But also, I mean, just companies like Microsoft and Google, and I mean, big companies also, they have big corporate donor sponsors.
Right.
They also have some really cool endorsements, like Nelson Mandela endorsed their work, and Desmond Tutu, and anyways. So they're a big floating hospital, and they plan these trips years in advance that they will choose a location that has a low access to medical care, and often, particularly if there's congenital deformities, mm-hmm. a high percentage in that area, and they bring in a team of surgeons, but that will, over the course of a year or two, they usually dock in one place for a year and then go into a new place for a year, perform the surgery. Sometimes there'll be like a series mm-hmm. of surgeries needed.
Yeah.
They also have like dental care and ophthalmologists. They also have a capacity building team that goes to local clinics and medical care facilities and says, like, what do you need? What could we help you with? And they might like provide electricity or running water to those places. And everybody who signs up for a 2-year commitment, and all of the healthcare providers like have to pay their own way.
Mm-hmm.
And then the actual ship's costs are covered by donations, like what we're going to do, and from corporate sponsors also. And they have all these different little areas. So this is one of them. This is their women's healthcare program.
Cool.
One of their.
I did get to chat with Jamal a little bit when she was
really?
Here, and I picked her brain about it.
Oh, cool.
So I did get to hear from her a little bit about it.
This process of obstructed labor, this lady will be suffering for some day, 2-3 days. She delivered finally, her baby is dead, her bladder is broken completely, and she is leaking urine all the time.
Amen. So we get to help Mercy Ships.
So Jesus, we thank you for Mercy Ships, Lord. We thank you that we get to take part. Thank you that they're helping women. I even love that they give women new dresses, Lord. It's more than a symbol. And so thank you for that just amazing metaphor. And Jesus' name, amen.